Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hey, how you doing? This is Craig Beck, a.k.a. the Stop Drinking Expert and the author of Alcohol Lied to Me, that you can get free from the website right now, stopdrinkingexpert.com. Alrighty, help! I can't stay sober is the subject of today's Happy Sober podcast, and it comes from an email from a guy called Chuck, and that's what we're going to delve into today, and basically saying that he can't do more than 4 or 5 days sober, and then he's back drinking. So that's the first thing we're going to talk about. He also wants to talk about hypnosis. Does it work? How will he know if it works for him? How will he know if he's been hypnotized? Let's talk about all those things. First of all, let's delve into his email. It says, good morning, Craig. I don't seem to get past day 4, 5, or 6. I'm reaching out for help. When I drink, I seem to drink about 1 pint of Gin Beam. I drink it fast and pass out. I also haven't been sleeping with my wife. Your story is very similar to mine. It's true. I haven't been sleeping with your wife either. I'm in a slow spiral down. It gets to about 2 or 3, and I come up with some reason to go out and always stop by the store first. I have a problem. The clown is laughing. I cannot have only one drink. Does the hypnosis really work? Not sure it will work with me. How do I know if I can be hypnotized? Thanks, Chuck. All right, Chuck. So much to go into there. But the first thing I've got to say to you is, why aren't you doing the course? You know, it's not there for a laugh. It's not there. The course is the medicine, Chuck. Sign up for the course. And if you'd done the course, you wouldn't be asking these questions. Look, I know there's resistance. I know that you want to do this on your own. I know, you know, everyone wants to do it on their own. Nobody likes asking for help. I know you don't want to pay for the course. Nobody wants to pay for the course. It's not an enjoyable thing. But look, it's important that you get help. It's important you get the proven way to deal with this. And it's important that you invest in the process. You know, I get a lot of emails. Well, not a lot of emails, but I get a few emails from people saying, how disgusting, AA is free and you're charging. What a disgrace. Yeah, but AA has an 8% success rate. And how committed are you to a process that you've got nothing to lose? You know, you can go along to a church hall and sit there. It doesn't matter if you go the next week or you don't. It's the same with this course. And over the 15 years that I've been doing this, occasionally, a friend of mine will get in touch from the past. You know, I worked with them 10 years ago, and they go, hey, Craig, look, I've got a bit of a problem with alcohol, and I know you do your thing. Just wondering if you wouldn't mind, you know, helping me, give me a course. And I think I've probably given away my course a dozen times over the last 15 years. You know how many of those people stopped drinking? Zero. None. Not one. Not one of them even completed the course. Why would you? It's worthless. It's valueless. I got it free. It's got to be junk. You see what I mean? As much as you don't want to pay, there is value in that you have committed. You have said, I don't want to do this thing, but I'm going to do it. I'm committed. I'm 100% in here. I want to get value for money. I want this to work. So Chuck, do the course, and you will not be asking these questions, right? But look, let's drill into this a little bit. I don't seem to be able to get past day 4, 5, or 6, which I'm reaching out for help. Look, we know that every drug out there, every addictive drug, whether it's a prescription drug or a hard street drug or alcohol or nicotine, has a kick. It's what I call a kick. And this is the period of time where the drug or the lack of the drug in your system has the ability to cause you physical pain. It makes you feel uncomfortable. Now, in the case of alcohol, that kick is actually quite mild. It's an uneasy sensation. It's a jittery sensation. It's like you're not comfortable in your own skin and you verbalize it as, could do with a drink. I'm stressed out, could do with a drink. You're not stressed out. You are being kicked by the evil clown, right? Now, the reason heroin is so much more difficult to get off than alcohol is because the kick is much more violent, much more aggressive. It's not just a mild sensation of anxiety. It's painful. It's awful. You want to die. All right. And so you have to get off heroin. You have to sit there in agony, wanting to die, but at the same time, knowing that all the pain will go away if you just take some heroin. And that takes a hell of a lot of willpower to sit there through agony, knowing that the solution is just one needle away. So thankfully with alcohol, we don't have this agony. We just have to recognize what is really going on. It is not that, oh, I'm stressed out. I could do it with a drink. My boss is an asshole. That's not the reason you want to drink. You got to label it correctly. You got to see it as though it's happening to a different person. You got to disassociate yourself from what's happening. And you've got to be an intellectual adult about it. You've got to go, I'm feeling bad because the drug is kicking me. All right. So that's the first thing, Chuck. The first 2 weeks, the drug has the power to make you feel bad. And you know, because you've programmed yourself like Pavlov and his dogs, you've conditioned yourself to know that when you feel bad, when you feel jittery, you can make that feeling go away by pouring out some Jim Beam. That's what you've worked out over the years. You've repeated it tens of thousands of times. And now you have a very deeply embedded program in your head that when you feel anxious, when you feel bad, Jim Beam is the answer. You have trained yourself to believe that, all right? So my approach to this is different to the 12 steps because I don't give you a label and say, right, well, you're an alcoholic now and you always will be. And now you've got to spend the rest of your life being a good boy and not drinking the thing that you want most on planet Earth. And if you manage to do that, every week I'll give you a badge and say, well done, you're a good little boy. That is bullshit to me, and I don't like it. I don't think there's any intelligence in that system. It is just top-down, do as you're told, nonsense. My approach is this. I assume that you are a highly intelligent human being, and you understand the concepts of basic psychology and basically programming your own mind to do bad things, all right? We all know some things we do in life are bad for us, but we do it aware of it. When we do it to excess, it becomes a bad habit, and we still know it's bad, but we can't stop ourselves doing it because we've programmed ourselves badly, all right? You've got to understand the reality of what is happening in your head. That Jim Beam that you drink every night is not providing the services and benefits that you have fooled yourself into believing. It is just purely a loop. It is just keeping a loop alive in your head. And unless you stop that loop from completing, it will just carry on forever. And like you quite rightly said in your email, the loop will tighten. So it gets faster and the loop becomes shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter until you die. That is the process that alcohol works. The thing is with alcohol, though, unlike heroin, is it starts the loop very wide. And it takes decades to tighten and tighten and tighten until the end game is played out. All right. So understanding that you've, look, the reason you keep failing at day 4, 5, or 6 is because you are slap bang in the middle of the kick. And if you haven't done the course, it means you've been white knuckling it those 4, 5, 6 days. You've been using willpower for those 4, 5, 6 days. And I start the course by saying that if you're going to use willpower to stop drinking, you have to understand you have a 95% chance of failure. You have a 5% chance of success. And this is how you can understand how, you know, AA is reported to have an 8% success rate. It's slightly better than willpower because you have a bit of community support. But still, the odds are not good. And, you know, we wouldn't accept those odds in any other medical situation. You know, you wouldn't go to the doctor with a, you know, a pain in your hand. And the doctor says to you, well, we can do an operation or we can give you some tablets. But the operation, there's a 95% chance you'll lose the hand. The tablets. I'll have the tablets. I don't care what the tablets do or what the side effects are. I'll take the tablets, please. I don't want the operation. I don't want a 95% chance that it'll cost me my hand. I'll take the tablets. Even if they make my legs turn, you see what I mean? So stop using willpower. It doesn't work. Stop white knuckling it and start getting smart about this. All right, is the first thing I would say. All right, let's move on. I have a problem. The client is laughing. I cannot have only one drink. Yeah, correct. You can't. And you never will. And the sooner you accept that, the better. You have passed the event horizon. You have gone through the valve. There is no way back. I can't sugarcoat that for you. But it's not the disaster that it appears. There are many valve moments in life where you go through and that's it. Until you die, there is no way back. For example, they're not all disastrous. They're all perfectly, you know, acceptable and logical. You know, at some point, you gave up playing childish games, like going to McDonald's into the ball pit and jumping around in the soft play area. At some point, you went through a valve, and that was no longer appropriate. Okay, that's fine, isn't it? You enjoyed it while it lasted. But now, you know, you're a 40-year-old man or whatever. It's not appropriate to go and jump in with the kids. That's fine. I'll give you another example. For me, judo, martial arts. I used to love judo. I trained 3-4 times a week. I competed in competitions. Absolutely adored it. And then I bust my hip. My left hip is pretty much knackered. And I will never be able to do martial arts again for the rest of my life. Now, I can spend the rest of my life crying about that and complaining and moaning, or I can accept it, that I've gone through the valve, there's no way back. You as a drinker and me as a drinker, we've gone through that valve. Well, there's no way back to being a normal social drinker. There's no way. So the sooner you let go of that nonsense and make peace with it, the better for you. All right. All right. Third and final point here. Does hypnosis really work? I'm not sure it'll work with me. How do I know if I can be hypnotized? Again, if you've done the course, you'd know the answer to this, Chuck. But look, hypnosis is not in itself a solution to problem drinking. You will see it touted as such. But in my experience, hypnosis alone has less than 10% success rate in stopping people drinking. It's not a solution. What it is a tool in the box. It's a weapon in the armory, all right? And we're going to attack this problem with multiple weapons. How do you know hypnosis will work for you? That question is kind of laced with an incorrect assumption of what hypnosis is. We tend to think hypnosis is like we see it in Scooby-Doo with the guys who, you know, when their eyes start spinning and they put their arms out and go, yes, master, I will obey. That's not hypnosis. That's kind of stage hypnosis, but there's a huge difference between stage hypnosis and clinical hypnotherapy. And I've been both. I was a stage hypnotist. I don't do that anymore. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist now. Two very different things. Stage hypnotism is kind of grotesque and manipulation and kind of devious. Clinical hypnotherapy is very different. So you need to change what you think hypnosis is, really. Forget about all the, you know, swinging watch and swirling eyes and all that nonsense. I want you to think about it like it's meditation. So what you're asking me is, how do I know I'll be able to meditate? How do I know that meditation will work for me? Well, that starts not to make sense because meditation is just really relaxing. It's just relaxing and focusing on one thing. And that's all I'm going to ask you to do in hypnosis. I'm just going to say, listen to my voice, and we're going to go on a little journey together. And I'm going to use metaphor and positive suggestions to talk directly to your subconscious mind. You will be aware of your surroundings. You will be aware of cars going past in the street. If a dog barks, you will hear it and you'll go, oh, I heard a dog bark. Maybe I'm not hypnotized. You will have all this sort of self-doubt and self-thought and internal dialogue going on. That doesn't mean you're not hypnotized. Hypnosis is basically, it's me distracting your conscious mind so I can talk to your subconscious mind. That's all it is. I'm saying, oh, look over there while I'm busy over here. It's sleight of hand. That's all it is. And then I'm doing that because I don't want your conscious mind to get in the way. Because if I say something to you, to your conscious mind, I say, you're a good person. Your conscious mind is going to have a judgment on that. It's going to say, am I? Am I a good person? I don't think I'm a good person. No, I'm not. I don't believe that. I'm not a good person. Or the other way around. Yes, I am a good person. I'm a very good person. I give to charity. I'm very good. I don't care what you think, and I don't care what your conscious mind thinks. I'm trying to talk to the part of your brain, the subconscious mind, that doesn't ask questions, doesn't judge anything, and that's your subconscious. It just completes tasks. So if I can get into your subconscious mind and say that you find the smell, taste, and whole thing about alcohol to be disgusting, then I'm starting to reprogram the bad programming that you've put in there. I'm starting to put in the correct words that you should be saying to yourself that you've taught yourself not to. So when you start seeing Jim Beam as a glass of poison, then it gets so much easier for you to quit drinking, doesn't it? If you look at alcohol and think, ugh, disgusting, then it's so much easier to stop drinking it, isn't it? That's the whole part. But hypnosis is just like 10% of the whole process. And, you know, some people have religious views of hypnosis and they contact me and they say, Craig, I want to do your course, but I don't want to do the hypnosis. And I say, fine, it'll still work for you. You know, it's just one of the weapons in the box that we use, but you don't have to use it. It's better if you do, because, you know, if you're using every tool, then you have a much greater chance of success. So I hope that helps, Chuck. To summarize, I think, you know, you've got to make a decision here. Are you quitting or not? Are you done yet? Or are you just going to carry on like in this loop for a few more years? You need to make a decision and then take action and take 100% passionate action. I don't mean a half-hearted, well, I'll see how I go over the weekend. Or maybe I'll try 2 weeks. I mean, 100% commitment. I've had enough of this. I've had enough of drinking poison every day and ruining my relationship. You're choosing Jim Beam over sex. That's not logical. That's insane. So choose the better option, Chuck. Commit. 100% passion and commitment. All right. All right. Thank you very much for joining me. Sorry, it was a bit ranty today. I occasionally get on my soapbox, don't I? But if you have a question, email me via the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com. And don't forget, if you are worried about your drinking, then go there right now to the website and get your free copy of Alcohol Lied to Me, my best-selling book. Thanks a lot. See you soon. Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com.